Freddy, what did I do? Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. It's a Saturday night in deep South Texas, and today I'm hanging out with my returning champion, Mark. And the reason I call him a returning champion is because everybody, maybe, has a good friend that, you know, you always hang out with them. You can always depend on them. I know Mark since we were kids. I don't have to repeat myself, but anytime I want to depend on somebody, I know I can depend on him, right? That's Mark. That's my friend, right? Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So today we were hanging out, and something that I want to talk about is friends. Last week, we hung out with one of our friends, Rob, right? We know Robbie since he was a kid, so shout out to Rob. He's a firefighter, wonderful guy. He's a family man. But you know, sometimes I hadn't seen him for a long time. We hung out. We had a few beers with him. We got caught up. You know, during the pandemic, I didn't see him. But somebody I did see was Mark.
Always same.
Right? Yeah. We hang out. Even during the pandemic, I was lucky enough that anytime I wanted to hang out with somebody, Mark was there. So it's somebody that I can depend on. And my hope is that we all have somebody like that, because we all need somebody like that. Everybody's going through things, and the pandemic was difficult, and you know, who knows, maybe we're not even clear of the pandemic, but it's good to know that we can hang out with somebody, you know, have a beer, have a talk. It helps to clear our heads and express our emotions sometimes. You know, if we're holding stuff in there, we can depend on somebody. And we have family too, which is wonderful, which is great. And we do. I have so many brothers and sisters that I can talk to and depend on. But when it comes to friends, it's a little bit different, because we talk about different things than we do with family members. And we can get to a different level. And to me, in my opinion, in my life, Mark is one of my friends that I could talk to anything about. And that's wonderful to have. And most of the times, we try to hang out with people that we want to communicate with all the time. But Mark is, and I refer to him as my champion in a friendly way, but in reality, pretty much he's like a family member to me. So I really appreciate that, and I appreciate him. And all of my family knows him. We grew up together. So I really appreciate that. So from our previous podcast, when Mark was here, we talked about the Cowboys again, and I'm not bringing them up because I heard some news about Jerry Jones. I don't know if you knew this, but Jerry Jones got sick. Did you know that?
He got sick.
He was sick. He was, not feeling well, and he was in the hospital. So some people thought, well, what if he passes away? What if he dies? Nobody's wishing death on anybody, but he was in the hospital. He has since recovered. But what if he had passed away? What would have happened to the Cowboys?
Well, I heard that he was in an car accident.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm referring to. Yep.
Okay.
Do you think things would have improved with the Cowboys if he's out, or things would have been worse? And I refer to him because he's a Cowboy fan. Just to be clear, before anything else, Mark is a Cowboy fan, right? Am I right?
I'm a DC for life fan. No matter what I say, I text bullshit about the Cowboys, Facebook, anywhere, but I'm still a DC for life fan, no matter what.
Okay, having said that, so now, you heard him say that. Now, do you think the Cowboys would be better off or worse off with Jerry Jones?
To me, it doesn't matter who that general manager is, the owner or whatever. It's the team, the players. Because not Jerry Jones or his son Stephen Jones or whoever that coach or what coach. No, no, it's the teams, the players, the team. You know, the ones that they play, not you know, like I said. But then another people always say that, you know, like you know, that the coaches have a lot to do with the players. To me, nah. To me, it's the players.
It's the players. But did you happen to catch the draft, the NFL draft, or not?
Yeah. Oh yes, I watched it, and I watched it the first day. I watched it because I wanted to see who the Cowboys would get as the number one, you know, at the first round player, and they got a middle tackle. I can't remember his name. I think it's Williams that they got. And I'm not really into college players because, you know, I mean, I watch football games, you know, especially the Longhorns, but I'm not into, you know, all, like, you know, specifically, you know, into, you know, each player, what it, you know, if they're good or not. I'm not into that.
Well, so let me ask you this. Going into the new season, here it's 2022. The Cowboys have made their decision. They've picked their players. They're going to start their new season. Do you think they're better off starting this new season than they were last year? Have they made better picks? Do they have a chance this year?
Damn, you know what? That's a good and tough question. Because
can I answer the question? I asked the question, but if I was going to answer the question and I was a Cowboys fan, I would say, and this is me pretending to be a Cowboys fan, I would say, this year is our year. Is that right or no?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Me, is it your year or no?
Me specifically, I never say this is our year because I don't know if I said it before or something, but like I'm not a Cowboy player.
Okay.
You know, like...
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. You know, I get what you're saying.
Like I'm not in the team. So, I mean, I can't say this is our year.
Uh-huh.
This might be...
Their year. Okay, their I see year, what you're saying. I see.
Not our year.
Right.
I mean, I mean, don't get it wrong. I am a true DC for life fan, you know, but, I mean, I don't like to say... This is our year, or you know, or some people always say
we're gonna win.
Fans say we're gonna win, or we. I don't consider myself. Well, there's a lot of Cowboy hard, you know, like, you know, fans that always say we. No,
right.
I always say they lose. I don't say we lost, we won. No.
But don't you think, okay, I hear what you're saying, and it, to me it makes sense. But if you say words like that, wouldn't it make it seem to somebody that maybe you're not as diehard a fan as other people? Because other people will say, we're going to win. Because they're so into it that they're willing to put themselves with the team. As opposed to you who say, they're going to win. It's their year. Do you think that using words like we and they make you different from other people that say that they're a part of the team? So if what I'm hearing is right, you're not part of the team.
No.
But you root for them.
Yes.
Okay.
Because like you know, getting to that, because like, let's say, let's say if whatever happens, you know, like in the coaches, whatever they say this, like whatever, or they go into the like a media, whatever,
mm-hmm.
like. How can I say it? Let me think.
Like, if they're part of the staff, or part of the coaching staff, the players, even the cheerleaders, then they have the option to say we.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan or a casual fan,
yeah,
you would say they're gonna perform good, or I'm hoping that they're gonna win. I'm hoping that they're gonna
yes.
do very well this season.
Yes.
Right. But you don't go as far as saying we, because you don't consider yourself, I mean, it's not up to you.
No.
Right? It's not up to you what's gonna happen. You're just observing.
I'm just supporting my favorite team.
Right.
Them.
Right.
I'm not playing, I'm not I mean do you think like Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, whatever, they know who we are, or do you think they know us? You know, like,
that's right.
You know, they don't know, or they don't. I've never seen us. You know.
Yeah.
You know, like I mean.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, they don't know us personally. They no. they don't. Like, they don't even know that we exist.
They're gonna say, "Hey, Mark Martinez," or hey,
thank you, Mark Martinez, for supporting us, because of your support, we're winning.
We're winning or losing or whatever. No. Hey,
or like if you have, let's say for example, if you were to be a superstitious person and say, every time I wear this jersey, the Cowboys win, but when I don't wear the jersey, they lose. But in reality, it's not up to you wearing that jersey or not wearing that jersey.
No, speaking of that, it happened to me before, because like I would wear, you know, I mean, I have two Cowboy uniforms, you know.
Okay.
Like, you know, I mean, not uniforms, like, you know, jerseys.
Jerseys. Which ones do you have?
The first one I got was Zeke.
Zeke Elliott. Number
21.
21.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and that was given by my son.
Okay.
And then a year ago, I got Dak Prescott.
Number four.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, like I would wear them. When I would wear them, they would lose. But then, you know what? I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to wear it.
So you would not wear it.
I'm going to wear it.
And then what would happen?
They will still lose.
Oh, so it's not up to you wearing the jersey or not.
No. It's not like, you know, it's not the jersey. It's the
it's the actual players and
the team
that determine if they're gonna win or lose, how they perform, right?
Yes,
it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
No, to me, I was like, chinga, you know what? And then I would tell my friends, some of my, you know, my friends, you know, my we wore the car. Hardcore fans,
right?
And they will tell me, no, don't wear it or take it off, because they're gonna lose. So I'll take it off, you know what? I'll take it off, and they will still lose, you know. Like,
so the superstition wasn't working out.
No, I mean,
wow. So now you're out of the superstition where it's not up to you whether you wear the jersey or not. Right?
Yeah.
But there are some people who believe that have like their traditions, like, you know, when game time begins, they're not going to change their socks, or they're going to wear the same socks they wore the last week because it's going to make a difference, or the same jersey because, you know what, if I wear this jersey, it helps them win.
Yeah.
Do you think these people are, and I don't know how to explain it, but are these people living outside of reality? Is it? I mean, I would assume that it's sometimes it's fun, right? If you're supporting your team, it's fun to support them in a certain way. The problem I see is when it doesn't work out their way, they get very upset.
Yeah.
Right? And for instance, if they told you, if you wear this jersey, we're going to win. And then you don't wear the jersey and they don't win. And then you're going to say, you see, I told you. Yeah. We didn't wear the jersey and that's why we didn't win. You're not a supporter.
Yeah.
We need all the support we can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's your fault that we didn't win. When in reality, it doesn't even matter.
No.
It doesn't even matter.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
And not that I have a problem with it. Just that, to me, in my opinion, is that I see a lot of people, specifically with the Cowboys and their fans, is that they take it to a dip. Yeah, it's too personal and to an extreme that not everybody takes it to that extreme. Because, look, I have favorite teams. I have favorite fighters. I have favorite racers. I have favorite a lot of stuff. But I don't take it personal when if I didn't wear their jersey or if I didn't wear the shorts or if I didn't say something before it happened that they don't win. That's not up to me.
Excuse my French, but
mm-hmm.
I've heard that the Cowboys fan base is the worst. I mean, to me. I don't know.
Why would they say it's the worst? Because they take it too far, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, they take it too far and lo toman a pecho.
A pecho. And yeah, right.
And like...
They take in English, it means they take it to heart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can appreciate somebody being very passionate about something. Because look, I'm passionate about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I want things to happen, you know, outside of sports, there's other things that I am very passionate about and I want to happen and I support whatever cause it is and even specific causes, I will support that cause with money, with my time, with my effort,
yeah.
Right? But not necessarily with sports. I mean, if it has to do more with my faith or with my family or something that I feel very passionate about, I'll support that and I'll put money into it.
Yeah,
I'll put time into it, and I'm hoping that that's gonna work. But if it's a sports team, it's a little bit different. I think you know. You can support your team. I have no problem with supporting a team. Obviously, look, you want your team to win. You want them to do well. But if it's superstitious, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's not really reality.
Oh, and that thing also that I want, you know, I want to, you know, Amari Cooper,
mm-hmm.
19. He's not in. I mean, you know, he's no longer with the Cowboys.
He's out. Amari Cooper's out.
They traded him to I think with I can't remember. I can't remember who we got traded. I have a little bit.
That's a big loss.
I had a little bit, you know, of too much bad life that I forgot. But anyways.
Yeah, full disclosure, we've had a few beers and we're hanging out and it's a Saturday night, so, you know.
Mm. But, I mean.
Amari Cooper is no longer there.
No.
That's a big loss.
The Coop, you know.
Yeah.
The people who, you know, whenever Coop, you know, like.
You would hear, it sounded like they were booing. Like,
yeah.
Boo,
boo,
but it was, but they're saying Coop.
Coop,
right?
Yeah. He's not there. So, I mean, they do have CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, but Michael Gallup is, you know, he's hurt. Supposedly, he's not going to be with a couple for the first six games because, you know, he's recuperating from, knee surgery.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, but they drafted another, they got a rookie, a receiver, I can't remember from where, But I mean, the Brazilian, you know, he's good. So
also, there's a correction that we need to make, because in our previous podcast, we said, or maybe I said, that the Cowboys had two Super Bowl champs, or they had two championships. But they have three, no?
No.
Or what's the my friend, shout out to Robbie, because Robbie listened to the previous podcast. He said, I know that they're back to back champs, but they have another championship.
Yeah,
they
won.
Three. And in our previous one, I think we said that they only had two.
Yeah.
But when we hung out with Rob, he corrected me and he said, no, hey,
It's three.
Yeah. So and Rob is a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
He's a firefighter. He knows a lot about the Cowboys, but he said, "Hey, y'all need to make a correction, because it's not two Super Bowl championships, it's actually three." Yeah. So my apologies to Rob and the Cowboys fans. It's not two championships, it's actually three.
Right.
How long do you think it's going to take for the Cowboys to make another run for the championship? I mean, if you have to guess, look, listen, and this is gonna finish the conversation about the Cowboys. I'm gonna move on from this, but if in reality, do you think in the next 5 years, the Cowboys will win a championship in the next 5 years?
Yes.
All right.
I give and take. If not this year, maybe two more seasons.
But they're going to win within 5 years.
Whoa, you know what? I'll just settle for this year, because the positive rate, the Cowboys this season are not going to make it to the, are not going to win the NFC Championship.
Well, hold on. Be careful.
No. Excuse me. Are not going to win the NFC East. That's what a lot of analysts are saying. You know, commentary is saying that the Eagles are going to win the NFC East.
Okay.
And not the Cowboys, which to me, whatever they say, it doesn't matter. But I just want, if they make it to the playoffs, at least, please, win the wild card, after the wild card, at least advance to the divisional round, and if they do win the divisional round, make it to the NFC Championship. That's all I want.
That's your hope.
Yes. At least.
Anything after that is you know, like a cherry on top. It's fine. It doesn't matter. Yes. But as so long as they get there,
yes,
you're happy.
Yes.
All right. And that's understandable. Look, we all have good, we all have our favorites. My favorite is still, I'm a Houston Texan fan. I know what's going on with Deshaun Watson. He's moving on.
He's out.
Yeah. He's gone. I don't know who they're going to replace him with, but... And this is insider news that I just heard today, that maybe Dallas might bring a second team. A second NFL team. I just heard it from today. From a friend of mine who is a true blue Dallas Cowboy fan, he said that he heard that Dallas might start a brand new NFL team. I know nobody's heard it. Nobody's heard this. This is breaking news. Nobody knows about this. But there might be a second NFL team from Dallas.
Whoa.
If that happens, I will be a fan of that other team.
Of that second one.
Right. Not the Dallas Cowboys, but whatever that team is.
The Dallas Oilers.
Hey, who knows? What? It could be. Wouldn't that be amazing? Then you got the Dallas Oilers. I would be a Dallas Oilers fan. If Dallas would bring a second team, would you be a fan of that team, or would you stick with the Cowboys?
I would stick with my Cowboys.
No, you know, you are too blue. You are, if nothing else, anybody can say anything about you, Mark, that you criticize or that you're fair and balanced or but you are in fact a true
DC for life fan.
You bleed blue, bleed as blue. They say. Right? Okay. So there you have it, folks. I mean, look, I didn't mean to be an NFL talk kind of conversation, but that's what it came out to be, and it's very interesting. A lot of things are happening. Mm-hmm. Things are in motion. We're going to see what's going to happen, but keep your eyes peeled. We'll see what happens. You heard it from one of the number one. I think you are, like, even though you criticize the Dallas Cowboys, I really do think that you are, like, a real fan of the Cowboys. Because you appreciate them, but you can, at the same time, you can criticize them. Like, you're not brainwashed where you think that I have to say that they're always going to win and they're always going to be champions.
No.
In my opinion, my discussions with you is that, hey, look, Dallas is my team. Win or lose, you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. But I'm not gonna brainwash myself to say that everything they do, everything that they've gone through, that they're always gonna win.
Oh, and next topic is gonna, you know, the we're talking about is gonna be about this. New York Yankees.
The Yankees.
Yeah. Next topic, because
for baseball.
Yes.
So you're not a Dodgers, you're not an Astros? I mean, Mark.
You know what? No. Next time, because
all right.
Because this I've seen, you know, I've on Google everything. I've seen on Google the Yankees have been beating teams left and right.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right. You heard it here, folks. He's my
new Yankees.
All right. We're going to see how the season goes. We're going to do a wrap up. When the time comes, we're going to talk about the New York Yankees. We're going to bring up the Houston Astros.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're probably going to talk about the Dodgers. We'll see how it goes. You heard it here first. Until next time, this is Freddie with What Did I Do? Yeah.